Hello, and welcome to the Fighting Moose Podcast. I'm your host and narrator, Jason Hendrickson. This is a podcast where I retell stories, some fictional and some historical, that can be enjoyed by people of all ages. So yesterday, I was all excited. I thought I was going to win a chance to go sailing on the USS Constitution on July 4th. Well, the day came and the day went, and I didn't get an email saying I had won. However, I did do some research on things to do in Boston, which is where the USS Constitution is docked, and I think that this year, for our wedding anniversary, we are going to take a trip to Boston. So, with all this talk about Boston, I found a poem about Boston titled Boston, written by Ralph Waldo Emerson, and comes from the book Poems of American Patriotism. Hopefully, we can make this trip happen, since neither my wife or myself have ever been to Boston. And maybe while we're there, we can catch a Red Sox game, or eat some clam chowder. Or maybe just soak in the history that is in the area. Now, let's turn to today's story. I hope you enjoy. Let's begin.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Boston. Side note, December 16th, 1773. This poem was read in Faneuil Hall on the centennial anniversary of the Boston Tea Party, at which a band of men disguised as Indians had quietly emptied into the sea the taxed tea chests of three British ships. The rocky nook with hilltops three looked eastward from the farms, and twice each day the flowing sea took Boston in its arms. The men of yore were stout and poor, and sailed for bread to every shore. And where they went on trade intent, they did what freemen can. Their dauntless ways did all men praise, the merchant was a man. The world was made for honest trade, to plant and eat, be none afraid. The waves that rocked them on the deep, to them their secret told. Said the winds that snug the lads to sleep, like us, be free and bold. The honest waves refused to slaves the empire of the ocean caves. Old Europe groans with palaces, has lords enough and more. We plant and build by foaming seas a city of the poor. For day by day could Boston Bay their honest labor overpay. We grant no dukedoms to the few, we hold like rights and shall, equal on Sunday in the pew, on Monday in the mall. For what avail the plow or sail, or land or life if freedom fail? The noble craftsmen we promote, disown the knave and fool. Each honest man shall have his vote, each child shall have his school. A union then of honest men, or union never more again. The wild rose and the Barbary thorn hung out their summer pride, where now on heated pavements worn the feet of millions stride. Fair rose the planted hills behind, the good town on the bay, and where the western hills declined, the prairie stretched away. What care the rival cities soar along the stormy coast, Pennstown, New York, and Baltimore, if Boston knew the most? They laughed to know the world so wide, the mountains said good day. We greet you well, you Saxon men, up with your towns and stay. The world was made for honest trade, to plant and eat, be none afraid. For you, they said, no barriers be, for you no sluggard rest. Each street leads downward to the sea, or landward to the west. O happy town beside the sea, whose roads lead everywhere to all, than thine no deeper moat can be, no stouter fence, no steeper wall. Bad news from George on the English throne, you are thriving well, said he. Now by these presents be it known, you shall pay us a tax on tea. Tea is very small, no load at all, honor enough that we send the call. Not so, said Boston, good my lord, we pay your governors here, abundant for their bed and board, £6,000 a year. Your highness knows our homely word, millions for self-government, but for tribute never a cent. The cargo came, and who could blame if Indians seized the tea, and chest by chest let down the same into the laughing sea? For what avail the plow or sail, or land or life, if freedom fail? The townsmen braved the English king, found friendship in the French, and honor joined the patriot ring low on their wooden bench. O bounteous seas that never fail, O day remembered yet, O happy port that spied the sail which wafted Lafayette. Pole star of light in Europe's night that never faltered from the right. Kings shook with fear, old empires crave the secret force to find which fired the little state to save the rights of all mankind. But right is might through all the world. Province to province faithful clung, through good and ill the war bolt hurled, till freedom cheered and the joy bells rung. The sea returning day by day restores the worldwide mart, so let each dweller on the bay fold Boston in his heart, till these echoes be choked with snows, or over the town blue ocean flows. Let the blood of her hundred thousands throb in each manly vein, and the wit of all her wisest make sunshine in her brain. For you can teach the lightning speech, and round the globe your voices reach. And each shall care for other, and each to each shall bend, to the poor a noble brother, to the good an equal friend. A blessing through the ages thus, shield all thy roofs and towers, God with the fathers, so with us, thou darling town of ours.
Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed. It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fighting Moose Podcast. Please join us next time as we read another exciting story. Today's music was provided by the artist Analog by Nature, and the audio clips were provided from NASA. For more information to download and or listen to audio or materials from all our recordings, or to contact us, please visit www.thefightingmoose.com or you can follow the links in the show notes. If you enjoy the podcast, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcast or on iTunes and tell a friend. Thank you for your patronage, and as always, try and do a random act of kindness every day.
Mission complete, Houston. After serving the world for over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history and has come to a final stop.